Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Detroit legislators have sent a letter to the Lions saying they want Robert Saleh as the head coach of the Lions. Back the F off, Detroit, okay? Back the F off, Detroit. Robert Saleh's our guy. He is our guy. And Robert, stay calm. We will get you to Houston. Stay calm, Robert. We'll get you here.
So he's a Detroit guy, but he worked in Houston. I mean, I think he'd be more in tune with coming back here, right?
Yes. Stay calm, Rob. We got you. World famous. We do it at 1 o'clock on every football Friday. World famous, what you want and what will happen. It's in the loops, want, will. Texans not eliminated from playoff contention yet, but they do need a lot of help. And they need to win all their games. So other than that, hope is still alive. Here is what you want to happen. J-Lo will tell you what will happen. Here as we go around the NFL. Titans versus Browns. I describe this as a win or get in game. Both of these teams have 8 wins. I think whichever one of these teams wins this game, they're most likely going to be in the playoffs because I just don't see them losing their next 4. So I think the winner of this is in the playoffs. If you're a Texans fan, you want the Titans to win. You want the Titans to run away with the division because it means that it's more likely that they won't be playing hard against you week 17, much like we saw the Texans last year, and it leaves the Browns on the edge of the playoff picture. So you want the Titans to beat the Browns. Will it happen?
I think the Browns get them, but you do want the Titans to do it.
Wow.
I think the Browns get them, and I know the Titans are coming off a huge win here, and Derrick Henry rushed for a million jillion yards and is basically doing what he did last year. After the midway point of the season, he just gets better and better and better. It's impressive what Derrick Henry is doing. However, I mean, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are no chumps, as the Texans well know, and I think the Browns are just absolutely going to commit against the run here. Let Tannehill do what he does. I think the Browns get him.
Okay, so you want the Titans. J-Lo thinks the Browns win. Derrick Henry, by the way, 1,257 yards
just
rushing.
Just crazy, man.
That's pretty good. We'll see what happens there. Jags at Vikings. You want the Jags to get the Vikings because you want the Jags draft stock, our draft position to get worse. If the draft started today, the Jags would have the number 2 selection, which could mean their pick of quarterback Justin Fields, whoever they see fit, the new coach with the quarterback of his choice. You want the Jags to beat the Vikings so they move up in that draft order.
Unfortunately, the Vikings will beat the Jags. Don't look now, but at one point early
Vikings
in the year,
are in the mix of the playoffs,
dude,
in the NFC. They're in the mix.
They're going to be 500 if they win this game. They're going to be 6-6.
Hell of a rally. Hell of a recovery. They started out 0-3, just like the Texans.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson he's in the mix for a rookie of the year.
And they could have easily beaten the Cowboys, too.
Yeah.
It took a C.D. Lamb circus catch and kind of a little bit of a miracle there for them. The Vikings have recovered nicely.
And the Vikings will win as a result. I think they're starting to feel it now.
Bengals at Dolphins. No Joe Burrow, but you want the Bengals to win this game because you want the Dolphins, who are on the inside of the playoff picture, you want them to come down a little bit. You want the Bengals. What happens?
Man, this is 3 in a row, isn't it? going against what you want, what we all want. Although the Dolphins, you know, who knows what they're going to end up doing at quarterback, but the Bengals are just awful. They're not only missing Joe Burrow, they're missing Joe Mixon. I don't think they're going to be able to move the ball at all.
Jets hosting the Raiders. You want the Jets to get that first win. They're going to be facing the Raiders. You want them to get that first dub. Is it going to happen, John?
Yeah, Raiders have a lot to, you know, they've kind of stepped back in it again a little bit. I think the Raiders are going to play one of their better games and win it.
Adam Gase, the coach of the New York Jets. Boy, this guy's got a lot of B.O.B. in him. It's scary how similar they are. He got caught in a lie the other day because the New York media is going to press you.
Yeah.
They're going to press you. And apparently during the game, Adam Gase was holding the play sheet and calling plays, despite the fact he was saying someone else was calling plays. This was B.O.B. I mean, Adam Gase getting caught in a lie.
I didn't take over. We did this. We've done the same thing the last four games.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. I mean, he was just standing there.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So what happens after the three plays when you have a series? Because we were watching one where Dowell was talking to Frank Pollock. He wasn't calling the plays. You were.
What part of the game was it?
I want to say that was the third quarter.
Yeah, when we got down, then I was trying to do some of the two-minute stuff.
First of all, this isn't hard. You get three plays. So what if you get 9 yards on the first play?
That's what I'm saying. At one point, apparently the guy had his back turned to the field.
This guy... This effing guy.
Look at this guy.
This guy is something else. Patriots at Chargers. You got the New England Patriots against the Chargers. You want the Chargers to win. Patriots flirting with 500. Texans actually have the tiebreaker over the Patriots as well. That's kind of rare for the Texans to have the tiebreaker. So you want the Chargers to finally find a way to get a win against the Patriots in a hobbled Cam Newton.
Finally, you get what you want. Upset special right here. Chargers, Justin Herbert playing ball. Patriots struggling. Cam Newton struggling. Chargers will win this at home.
Sunday Night Football, Broncos at Chiefs. You want the Chiefs to win. You're not going to catch the Chiefs. There's no chance. Broncos, they have the same record as you, so you want them to drop down. Assuming that the Texans can beat the Colts, you want the Chiefs to beat the Broncos. I'm assuming that you're going to get your wish here.
Yeah, this is going to be an easy one. Not a whole lot to discuss here. Broncos, not real good.
Chicago versus Detroit. You want the Bears to win. Mm-hmm. The reason is you would like to see maybe a Hail Mary opportunity for Matt Nagy to save his job. Detroit has already fired their coach. So the chances of Patricia keeping his job not there. So what you want, if you're a Texans fan, you want Chicago to beat Detroit. What will happen?
Yeah, I'm not so sure if his fate hasn't already been decided. But if it hasn't, you're right. You want the Bears to win. And the Bears will win. Mitch Trubisky time in Chicago.
Rams at Cardinals. This one's interesting. This is the one that probably least impacts the Houston Texans. But I'm just going to go ahead and go personal here. I want to see Nuke Hopkins ball out.
Yeah.
I like Nuke Hopkins. So I'm going to say you want the Cardinals to beat the Rams. Hard to beat the Rams, though, especially when they're coming off of a loss. You want the Cards. What's going to happen, though?
I want the Cards for the same reasons. Plus, obviously, you know, Kyler Murray, Texas guy. Problem is that Rams defense, and even a bigger problem is Kyler Murray. Remember, last time we saw him, he could barely lift his shoulder after a game. He hurt his shoulder a little bit. I think they're going to try to protect him, which is not the way to win a game against the Rams. Rams win.
Giants at Seahawks. You want the Giants to win. You want the same reason. You want them to keep things going as is. You don't want them to be up there potentially drafting a quarterback. So you want the G-men. Are the G-men going to beat the Seahawks?
No, they will not. Not a lot to really explain or break down here. Better team, easy.
Eagles at Packers. You want the Pack because Doug Peterson gets fired. That's another intriguing name for the Texans to potentially hire a Super Bowl winning head coach that won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, made Carson Wentz an MVP, would have been an MVP before he went down. Will the Pack get the Eagles?
The Pack are going to destroy the Eagles. I feel that they've already checked out. Also, Aaron Rodgers is a really good player with a chip on his shoulder, and he still blames himself for giving away a game to the Eagles last year with an end zone interception. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers romp.
Saints at Falcons. Taysom Hill starting for the Saints hasn't really thrown it very well, but they haven't lost a game. They've won both games that he started. Falcons actually playing pretty good. Julio Jones did not practice, though, so you might not have him, but the Falcons have still done a pretty good job of moving the rock. You want the Falcons to win this game because Raheem Morris is doing a pretty good job as an interim coach. If Todd Gurley had gone down inside the 10, the Falcons would be knocking on the door of the NFC playoff picture somewhat. Not a hard knock, but just a little bit of a knock.
A tap.
So you want the Falcons to beat the Saints because then maybe Raheem Morris is the next Falcons coach, and that's one less team on the market looking for a coach like the Texans.
I'm with Lee Sterling on this. I don't trust Taysom Hill. I know you got to give him some credit, but he's not throwing the ball well. You can't make a living doing that. I think the Falcons end up winning this, and I'm not even so sure if it's not going to be a double-digit score.
Yeah, I think Atlanta, again, I said they were going to tap the brakes off the Raiders last week, and they did. Stanford Routes joins us 12:40 every Wednesday. Monday Night Football two-piece combo, doubleheader. Yeah. Washington football team at Pittsburgh. You want Washington to beat Pittsburgh. Why not? Ron Rivera survived cancer. Pittsburgh undefeated right now. Let's go ahead and root for the Washington football team. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I will be as well. But the Steelers, after that Mike Tomlin tongue-lashing that they got after a win, I think they're going to be refocused and good to go.
Bills at 49ers. My gosh, Kyle Shanahan, if they win 7 or 8 games, he would legitimately be my coach of the year with all the injuries they've had in the division that they're in. 49ers versus Bills. It's actually going to be played in Arizona because they aren't allowing contact sports in Santa Clara. You want the 49ers to beat the Bills. What happens?
I think the Bills are starting to purr a little bit. Josh Allen's playing much better again.
What?
Purr.
Okay.
Like a kitty cat.
Okay.
Who? I think the Bills get this. Was that too white?
It could be.
Yeah, John Lopez, if you're just tuning in, during the think tank, got accused of only acting Hispanic when it was convenient.
Which?
He's an anti-Ron Rivera.
Oh, he only, you can say the same thing about him.
Tuesday football.
Tuesday, wait, what?
Cows versus Ravens. Mm-hmm. You want the Cowboys to win. This is a big one. This is a big, big, big one. If the Texans beat the Colts and the Ravens lose, this could get kind of interesting. You want the Cowboys to beat the Ravens. Say it's going to happen, J-Lo.
I think they got a chance. I mean, they got destroyed on Thanksgiving, had some time off. I feel like, you know, there's a pride factor at work here. I don't think they get it done, but I think they have a chance here, the Cowboys.
That is what you want and what will happen. Coming up, Romeo Crennel describes David Johnson about as perfect as he could possibly be described. And are we going to really see the Enron back in a Texans uniform on Sunday? That's next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610, presented by Carbox Hopadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
How would you describe David Johnson this year? The Imran back.
A whole lot of suck. Close. Very underwhelming. And very predictable.
As expected,
as
right?
As expected, yeah.
As expected. Let's hear how Romeo Crennel, live at NRG, 2 days before Texans versus Colts. Let's hear how he described the Enron back when he talked about him. He could be back in uniform on Sunday. Could see a little David Johnson action. Here's Romeo Crennel meeting with the media types out there at NRG.
Romeo, with David Johnson, how do you feel like he looked all week, and do you expect to activate him and have him play against the Colts?
He's been looking halfway decent. You know, hopefully that will continue through the day. And if it does, we look forward to having him available.
With the Colts having DeForest Buckner back from COVID-19 list, he was activated this morning. What does that give them, the kind of ball player he is against your offense, and to have him back in the lineup?
while he's a very good football player, sometimes he's a one-man wrecking crew. You know, he's got tremendous ability, got length, got strength, got quickness, and he impacts the game when he's there. And, you know, last week was a show of that because he wasn't there last week. So having him there really lifts their attitude and helps their production.
Hey, Romeo, with Roby out, have you ruled out the possibility of getting Gerrion back at any point for the season?
Well, he will not be back this game, you know, and chances are, you know, if the injury hasn't made the kind of progress that it needs to make for him to be back now, you might be doubtful that he'll come back, you know. So that's what it is.
Hey, Romeo, how has Isaiah Coulter been doing?
He's been working at it. He's doing all right for a young guy.
How do you view him as an option going forward?
Well, I think he's a good option going forward, you know, because he's got length. He's got good hands. He catches the ball. You know, he just hasn't had much experience in the offense.
Good morning, Coach. How has John Reed looked in practice, and what's the likelihood we will see him more with Bradley Roby out?
Well, John has looked good, and he's available to us. And, you know, there are spots that we will use him and throw him in there. I don't believe that he's going to start, you know, but he's available to play for us.
Romeo, with the practice squad wide receivers, guys like Chad Hansen and Stevie Mitchell, and also Bradley, has it been kind of a week where you were evaluating them and seeing, like, which guy can possibly help you on Sunday, and how have they looked, and have you kind of made a decision on what you'll do with that, or have more slippage involved?
Yes, we have been evaluating them, giving them opportunities to work with the first team so that we can see what they can do and how they fit in and how they work with the quarterback. And they both are very hardworking young men, and so we'll decide who can help us the most.
And with C.J. Procise, do you have an update on C.J. with how he's doing, and do you feel like this is something where it'll be long-term?
Well, I don't know how long it'll be. You know, he's not been with us for a couple of days, and I don't think that he's going to be with us today. So it'll be something that we'll have to wait till after the weekend is over with to be able to make a prognostication about how long it'll be.
Everybody good? All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Since then, Gerrion Conley, he's going to have surgery on his ankle. So Gerrion Conley done for the season. I guess he was done for the season technically before it started because he didn't step on the field. So you've gotten 8 games from a guy that you traded a third-round pick for. Mm-hmm. And that trade from the very beginning, it raised eyebrows to a lot of people, especially in Oakland. I mean, they were just joyed that they got a third-round pick for Gerrion Conley. But Gerrion Conley done for the season, probably done as a Texan altogether. David Johnson, halfway decent, according to Romeo Crennel. That's real effing encouraging going into Sunday.
Halfway decent might be an improvement. And the other thing is Isaiah Coulter, he's doing all right for a rookie.
For a young guy. That whole for a young guy thing's got to stop. I mean you're going to see a team that's going to have 5-6 rookies making an impact, an undrafted guy that they're running gadget plays mm-hmm. with that Anthony Weaver's talking about during his media thing. They've got to – the next regime, no matter who it is, the GM, the coach, that's got to be changed. And you've got to start treating these guys like grown men instead of freshmen at some meat-headed high school or something like that where you're basically paddling them and making them carry your bags or something like that. You got to get over that that mindset and everything. It's been here for way too long. Either the players can't play and you're not drafting them right, or your system screwed up, because all around the league, all around the NFL, there are guys on teams way better than this one with rookies, not just drafted in the first round, but undrafted,
Yeah. All
over the place making plays. So you got to figure that out. You got to lose that meat-headed mindset.
I think part of it is it's the only way they can admit making an evaluation mistake without saying, boy, did we screw that up. He was not ready to play. He's going to need kind of a redshirt year, whatever. Because the Texans, you know, with their rookies, have just not been able to get them on the field. Blacklock is injured. Grenard, who knows? Isaiah Coulter hadn't been on the field very much, if all, at all. So it's just kind of a nice way of saying, yeah, we're not ready with this guy just yet.
What do you think of these guys? Like, do you think that Jonathan Greenard and Ross Blacklock are like, what? No, I know there's a lot of times that guys blossom later on.
Right.
Like, why are these guys not jumping out? Like, why is it that when Carlos Watkins is out there, it's not any different than when Ross Blacklock, a guy who could have been a first rounder, is out there, and Jonathan Greenard led the SEC in sacks last year, and I mean, really, just kind of there, like he's just blending in with these other guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't even expect Blacklock to play. Didn't practice. That's not a good sign. So his rookie year, I mean, we're bearing down on the end of the year here now. So you kind of have a book on Blacklock, and it's not a good one. I mean, you saw him more at TCU than I did.
He's good.
I saw Greenard a lot at Florida, probably more than you did. I thought Greenard would be a pretty good pick, but
I mean, I thought he'd be better than Brendan Scarlett.
Yeah,
and Jacob Martin.
Yeah, and it's just not happening. So I think it's a combination of development and bad evaluation, and those are two things that you hope to correct with the next head coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. Those are two tasks, because if that doesn't happen, then it could be more of the same. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Football Friday presented by the greatness of Hoppadillo by Carbach. Coming up, little Friday future tripping here on Football Friday. Let's go into the weekend in style. Plus, if you still want to get in, 713-572-4610. In the Loop continues next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Presented by Carbox Hoppadillo IPA. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think John Lopez needs to quit acting Hispanic only when it's convenient.
What?
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, he's calling you out. So you only do it when it's convenient.
He said, I need to stop acting Hispanic when it's convenient.
Dude, that was funny.
You know what? I figured it out, though.
What?
You know what that was?
What?
Because, by the way, as an aside for those who weren't listening, you and Figgy both agreed. I embraced it more than anybody.
That never even crossed my mind.
Right. You know what that might be? You know, you don't look Hispanic to me. You ever been to that cocktail party? I know I have. Not you, but Figgy. You ever been to that cocktail party?
Lopez. Is that, where's that? What's that ethnicity?
Is that Spanish? I get that a lot.
Oh, I didn't know you were Spanish.
And I'm always like, what did you think a Hispanic person might look like? What do you have in your mind's eye? We're well spoken.
By the way, I want to do something on the air that it could backfire. I could get like, it could end up like making people cry. But sometimes I just feel like text communication is a big problem in society these days. 713-572-4610 if you still want to get in on this Texans Colts. We're going to have a little Friday future tripping. But my man, Cody Stutes, just sent me a text message, and it says, hey, I need you to call me after the show.
Oh, wow.
Not call me after the show. It says, hey, I need you to call me after the show. The problem with this is a lot of times when he says stuff, it's not really that big of a deal. So I don't want to wait till after the show. I just want to call him right now.
It might be he's like asking for advice on where, you know, fantasy football or something. This could be a total flop. We could be bracing ourselves for an absolute flop of a call here on air.
I just think it's weird the way you phrased that. Wouldn't you think like someone died or something?
Yeah. Hey, this is important.
Hey, I need you. Not call me. I need you.
Yeah.
Hello,
Cody.
Yeah. What's up?
What is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Well, why did you make the text message seem like it was something extra important? I need you to call me? You didn't say call me. You said I need you to call me. Like you would.
Yes, because one of the things is time sensitive, and then the other one's like kind of time sensitive, and so I just needed you to call me.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, John. How are you?
So how about this game?
I was
worried
about you.
So the first thing is you're a candle guy, and the candles are on sale at the place that has the three-wick candles. So if you wanted a candle.
I bought a candle. I bought a peppermint candle yesterday at Marshall's.
You know, my middle son, BG, is a big candle guy, too. Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
You know who else is?
Yeah.
Joe Brady.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like him even more now.
Yeah.
Brady.
And then
that's the other thing.
Then the other one, I had a question about Texas football, and so
okay, yeah, Urban Meyer, yes, yes, Urban Meyer, gotcha. All right,
obviously, sure.
All right, man. All right, I'll holler at you then.
All right, sounds good. Sorry to worry you.
All right, miss you, Cody.
Miss you too, Josh.
Kind of messed up, but okay. Cody Stutes, right there, doing some good work for Sports Illustrated. By
yeah,
the way.
He is
with his real identity too. And I think his girlfriend's over six, but that's
good.
713-572-4610.
Dump that.
You
get real.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
It is so true. Cody Stutes had breaking news with the candle 3 weeks for $10 at Bed Bath & Beyond or Bath & Body Works.
That is 100%.
Yeah, sure. That's a good deal.
And I want to wish you guys a Merry, Merry Christmas. And I enjoy listening to y'all every day, and I wish y'all the best. John, Landry, Ficky Fig, everybody in studio over there at 610. Love you guys.
Man,
have a
that's
great
my
day.
First Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
I got my first Merry Christmas from a loophole.
Yeah, I haven't got one either.
I haven't gotten one yet
that's
either.
That's awesome.
I have not gotten.
McLean is usually the one to say it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and he says Happy New Year in March.
Yeah, he overdoes it.
Just mark this down. In March, maybe late February, depends on how he feels, he's still going to be saying Happy New Year.
Do you think Cal McNair's asking McLean at all about this this coaching search?
Absolutely.
Why don't they put McLean on the committee?
Who's to say they won't?
Of all the people on the committee, why don't they put McLean on the committee?
I would think that'd be a great idea.
What a report. We hadn't heard that from anybody.
See? Mm-hmm. There it is.
There it is.
That's what they'd say.
Give me your five dream world members of this committee.
I'm making
perfect
a
world.
Perfect world?
Mm-hmm.
Andre Johnson.
I agree. That's one of mine.
They're just going to pick a bunch of. Is it going to be a pandering list, or is it going to be?
No,
like
no. It can't be for show. I'm glad you brought that up. It can't be like, oh, we're going to have Sylvester Turner. You know, just some sort of, you know, grab bag of notable people. And just saying, you know, just to make it look good. No, it has to be like football. We're hiring. We're bringing in somebody big time. We're hearing that one of them may not be involved in football necessarily, but I don't mind that if it's somebody who's like a leadership or a captain of industry and, you know, something like that, as long as it's just one. I want Andre Johnson. I wouldn't mind John McClain, but he wouldn't be on my list first. I would put someone like Louis Riddick. You know, who knows everybody in the league?
He can't do that with ESPN. Wouldn't that be kind of a
ulterior motive? Side hustle, man.
But isn't he trying to be a GM? Wouldn't that be weird for him?
No, it actually would help his cause. I would put Andre, Louis Riddick. I'm not going to include Deshaun because he's already being advised. You know, at least involved at some level. I'm trying to think.
Oliver Luck.
That would be a good one.
What does he not do?
Peyton Manning.
Seems like Oliver Luck's on every damn committee.
I want Peyton Manning on that committee.
What about Arian Foster?
Someone like Arian Foster?
No way. What is he going to do?
It's connections. It's
intelligence. We're not putting together a damn concert or something like that.
Amy Trask. Bang, bang. If you don't know who Amy Trask is.
She's from the Raiders.
She was on the morning show
but
today.
But isn't she already?
No, she's not involved with anybody right now. She used to be president and personnel with the Raiders and is really, really insightful. So that might be my list. Andre, Louis Riddick, Peyton Manning, Amy Trask, and then some captain of industry. Who would I pick? Or some non-football person. I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
These lists are weird. I think the committee's kind of weird.
I think other teams have done it.
But can't you just pick up the phone and call somebody? Why do you need like a committee?
You also have a search firm already in place, but I like the committee to get.
What do they do? You think I could do a better job as
no,
a search
no,
firm?
No, they do a good job.
Come on.
Of giving you a list. You still have to make the decision.
I can make a list.
Yeah, but they vet them, and vetting is very important. Like every candidate.
What do you mean vet them?
Look at their history. Look at any potential, you know, problems in their past.
Ooh.
You know, any potential
that might be bad for one of the candidates.
Conflicts of interest.
If you're looking at the past, there's one guy. It's a long time ago. I'm forgiving of stuff when you're younger. Eric Bieniemy's got quite a rap sheet.
Yep.
Quite a rap sheet.
He will be vetted.
Yeah. But it was in college.
Yeah.
He got kicked off for a year.
I know. I was covering college football at the time.
Then he like allegedly grabbed a
he scored the winning touchdown. I believe this is correct. He scored the winning touchdown in the first story I ever wrote for the Houston Chronicle in the Orange Bowl of 1990.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kicked out Colorado. Parking attendant thing where he like touched the girl's neck and kind of scared her or something like that. I think a bar fight. Again, it was a long time ago, and everybody speaks highly of Eric Bieniemy. But if they do go back in there, I mean, he's probably going to have to speak for stuff that happened like 20, 25 years ago or whatever. But
yeah,
you know, it happens. That's part of the process. So see what happens there. The committee announced probably next week.
I'm thinking early, you know, early next week, Monday or Tuesday. Something along those lines.
You excited about this?
Absolutely. I'm excited to watch you working in the lab because.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Once we,
I'll be able to tell you who each one wants.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you'll have the connection. You'll connect the dots. I think a lot of us can maybe connect some dots. You know, but you'll have the audio to back it up.
Yeah, and I think Andre's going to be a very heavy on Robert Saleh. I think he'll probably be heavy on Bieniemy. But I don't know. By the way, the girl just texted me Merry Christmas. Little late.
Okay?
already the second one, okay? Little late. All right. I'm just proud of Cody, the work he's doing for SI. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Big week in the NFL. I think the biggest game for the second straight week is the Tennessee Titans, because if they beat the Browns, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
If the Browns beat them, they're in. Now it won't be official.
Yeah, but
in essence, but you get that ninth win.
Yeah,
especially with all the other teams having to play each other, and also under the assumption that they're not going to lose three games in a row or four games in a row because those teams are too good for that to happen. You win this weekend, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely in.
I think the Browns get them, man. I do. Titans. Maybe not necessarily a trap game because they know how good the Browns are and they're a potential playoff opponent too, but just because they're coming down off that high of last week, and the Browns can run the ball and the Browns can defend the run a little bit.
But can Baker win you games?
Can Baker do enough to win you games?
That's the question.
I think he can. He's proved it.
I almost feel like right now Kevin Stefanski has a plan. And I don't know, maybe I'm overestimating a first-year coach, but if you watch the way the Browns played the Texans and you watch the way this has been handled, I don't think that he lacks the trust in Baker Mayfield that it appears he does. I just think he's doing right now what is necessary to win, and I think he's kind of protecting Baker Mayfield. I don't know what that means when the playoffs come around. I don't know if all of a sudden you see Baker Mayfield just unleashed and he just looks amazing, but I do think there is a plan with Baker Mayfield, and I could easily see a situation where he gets hot at the right, like Mark Sanchez type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that the Browns defense.
That's all you need.
The Browns got a good defense. They got one of the best run games in the league. I could see Baker Mayfield winning a playoff game, or you know, even winning another. That they have everything built so perfect around Baker Mayfield right now, and I just think that. I think he has a plan. I think he has a plan for Baker Mayfield. They said after the bye week, they basically spent every minute together. And it was basically just like a put on the tape. Let's watch every game that Baker Mayfield's played. Here we go, here we go, here we go. They're running the ball. They know they can't do that in the playoffs. They know they're going to have to do something else. They know Baker Mayfield's going to have to do a little bit more when you face the quality opponent you're going to face in the postseason.
And defenses are going to dictate it as well. They're going to make you, once you get in the playoffs, it's probably going to be against a good run defense that's had time to prepare for your running game. You're going to have to demand more out of your quarterback. And he hasn't You know, we all, and I fall victim to this. We all talk about Baker Mayfield as if they're, you know, he still has kid gloves on. He does make plays. He's just not carrying the team. I mean, he's got 17 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 2,200 yards passing. That's good. 61-62% completion percentage. He can make plays. You're just not depending on him to make plays, you know, to carry the offense. But he's going to have to sling it a little bit.
You think he can?
I think he'll be able to make some big throws here and there. He can't be Deshaun Watson, and I know a lot of guys can't, but I'm just saying that 88% of your offense is Deshaun Watson last time I checked. You can't win if you're Cleveland and 88% of your offense is Mayfield.
2336, before we trip balls heading into the weekend. He wants to know, shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a Loophole. Loophole 2336 wants to know, how do you feel about eggnog, delicious or not?
I had some last night. I like it. I like it.
For what?
Because I drink eggnog like as a dessert. You're not an eggnog person?
No.
Why does that not surprise me?
No. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like good stuff you tend to not like.
Figgy, you like eggnog?
Whatever. It's right under pumpkin for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's right under there. In that category.
Get on that. Let's trip balls heading into the weekend. All right, Texans versus Titans. We'll get to that in just a sec. But before that, Texans-Colts. I'm thinking about the Titans because we talk about the Titans and the Browns. Texans-Colts. Dump that, Figgy. Before we do that, let's start on Saturday because I got a little Friday future trip. And Auburn upsets Texas A&M. Gus Malzahn calling plays. Gus Malzahn gets the dub. The Auburn Tigers upset Texas A&M.
How did it work out last time you did that on a Friday future trip?
Not good. I think Will Muschamp got fired.
Okay, so it's been real, Gus. T.Y. Hilton gets his second touchdown of the year.
That is his house.
It is. He only has one. He only has one this year.
Came last week.
Mm-hmm.
He seems pretty angry, too.
Yeah.
That is one thing. That is definitely something to keep an eye on. 8 catches for Brandon Cooks. 6 catches for Kiki QT.
Oh, I had Kiki with 7.
14 combined catches between the top 2 receivers on the Texans, Brandon Cooks and Kiki QT.
One of mine was Kiki QT with at least 7 catches. Kahale Wary.
Do not say this. Do not say this.
Kahale Wary.
No way.
With.
No way.
Period.
No way.
A.
No way.
Period.
No way.
Catch.
Okay.
Period. Yep. Nope. You're wrong on that
one. I thought you were going to say touchdown.
I didn't say where that catch was going to be.
So Kahale Waring gets a catch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. DeForest Buckner. A sack and a half. DeForest Buckner with a sack and a half for the Indianapolis Colts coming right up the gut.
Who's Nick blocking
Martin,
him?
Nick Martin, Zach Fulton, whoever. DeForest Buckner don't care. A sack and a half for DeForest straight up the gut.
Texans defensive back Kean Crossen with an interception.
Let me tell you this, Keon. Phil is out on the field. Phil's going to put some picks out there, Keon. I promise you right now, if you get a pick on Sunday, I'll buy breakfast for the whole cornerback room. I will, right here, me, Ron the Show. I will buy breakfast.
Keon, that is a statement. Boy, with his cheap ass. Hey, Keon, hey, make sure you hold him to this now.
All right, I will buy breakfast, whatever no you want. Oh, you get a pick on Phil because Phil's going to give it to you. I watched Phil in Mexico City throw 5 punts in the air. They were almost all picked off. Rashad Fenton got him one. Everybody got you get a pick because it's right there, 3-5. It's right there for you. You get a pick. I'm going to buy the whole cornerback room, including Bradley. The whole cornerback room breakfast.
Okay, so Show's going to have to buy the whole cornerback room breakfast if Kean Crossen gets
it. No, he's getting one.
He's gotten
JJ
one.
J.J. Watt's going to tip a ball up. It's going to land right like a breadbasket.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's gotten one pick since college. None in college. He got one in the preseason last year against the Giants' backup quarterbacks. Hasn't gotten one in the NFL, though. So that would be his first. And Show would have to buy all the cornerbacks breakfast.
Yep. And it's going to be at a nice place. It's going to
I already said Grace's. He's going to go Grace's.
Grace's?
It's a good spot.
All right.
Very good spot.
Yeah. Get him some espresso. Get into that pocket, Show.
Get him some of those espresso martinis, too. Very, very nice. out there at Grace's. My final one. There will be an interception, but it will be Tyrell Adams.
Oh, I would love that.
Two forced fumbles last week. Tyrell Adams with an interception at the linebacker position. That's my final one before we get to the score.
Colts, 31. Texans, 21.
31-21.
Yeah.
Colts. I'm going to go 31-30. 31-30.
Mm-hmm.
Texans. Deshaun Watson continues to thrive. Wow. Anthony Costanzo is missed. And the Texans beat the Colts by 1 point, 31-30, to improve to 5-7. So
that?
You're telling me there's a chance.
No, but it's nice.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Here we go. It's going to be fun. If you have AT&T, keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully they get their stuff together. If not, there's always the bootleg game. There's always the sports bar game. Hopefully the sports bars don't have AT&T, too. Or else
there's always Sports Radio 610
for a while.
As well.
Listen to Sports Radio 610, but some people like a visual.
Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware making noises.
We're gonna talk to Andre next week. He's going to join us. And we're going to talk to you on Monday at 10 a.m. Little reaction Monday. Hopefully another victory for the Texans. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you're a Loophole. Thanks to Lee Sterling for hopping in. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do. I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you at 10 a.m. on Reaction Monday. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.